Hello, everybody, and welcome to the October market update. I'm here with John Sullivan, who heads up our sales division. John, how's it going?
Good afternoon, Steve. Yeah, very good. We've come out of what has been a very positive September, and we're now midway through our October. And I think all in all, very, very positive. When we came out of the stamp duty holiday, we always realised there'd be a bit of a cool down over the sort of summer period, and it was really, what does the autumn market look like? And generally speaking, very, very, very positive. Just to give some numbers out there, yesterday we had one of the strongest sort of new application registration days with 10 new buyers registering in a day. Consistently throughout the month, we've seen sort of seven and eights, which is a really, I think, a really strong return of new buyers coming into branch, and that's converting into positive viewings and a number of offers on a range of properties that we've been marketing. So I'd say all in all, very, very, very positive.
Yeah, that's interesting to hear, actually, John, because I think the general perception is that people these days would rely on Rightmove, say, to keep them appraised of new properties as they come available, but these are people actually registering directly with us, who want to hear directly from us, I suppose, rather than just relying on third-party portals.
Definitely. Well, I think it depends on, I mean, if the client's coming out of town or they're a bit further afield and they want to make a quick phone call to us, of course, that, you know, we'll facilitate that and we'll book the viewings and we'll get them registered in that manner. But I think we are finding a number of new clients that are coming into an area, you know, if they don't understand St Albans, they want to actually understand the area, you know, because St Albans, it's not a huge city, but, you know, you have got a degree of separation for different school catchments and each area will basically open up to a different buyer. So people, I think, now do still want to speak to people and understand what the best schools in those areas, how far are you from the station and the city, and what does what's your budget get you for how far does your budget go, I guess. So yeah. We're seeing a lot of people come in that way and build, trying to build relationships with the agent, and so when properties come available, we think of them as well to call them rather than being reliant completely on the portals.
It's interesting to hear. October, in my experience, I've had Octobers over the years that have been equal to, if not busier than what's normally perceived as the busiest time of the spring market. How do you think it's shaping up this year? I mean, we had a remarkable early part of the year, largely driven through the stamp duty holiday. But how do you feel it's shaping up at the moment?
It's an interesting one, that, Steve, because you're right. I mean, I think we can usually break the year into sort of two different categories. You've got your spring market and your autumn market, and I think I completely agree on that. You know, your spring market is a busy period, but you could argue you have a few more buyers in the spring, but equally you have a larger amount of stock coming to market. So to a certain degree, that dilutes the level of interest. Autumn market, basically, you have the children that go back to school, parents are back from work, back from the summer holidays, and then that's another key strong marketing time for us. So I think this spring was exceptional because of stamp duty, but if I look at September and October at the moment, it's on par with really where we were last year, which I think is a really, really good place to be. I mean, at the moment, we've agreed a number of sales for the month so far, with a number of second viewings going into the weekend, and a huge level of potentials for next week as well. So bear in mind, we're only halfway through the month, and the level of new buyers and viewings that are going ahead, it looks very encouraging.
And is that focused on any one particular price category, area of the market, or more across the market?
I think what's nice for our clients at the moment is it's a real mix. So I mean, I'll give you an example. What have we agreed in the last sort of 7 days? Well, we've agreed a new build on Lancaster Road. That's around 1.6 million property. All the way to a Prospect Road, which was listed offers over 825. We had three new buyers that were looking at that property. We've got offers in on a property on Camlet Way. That's at 750. West Riding at 6:50.
That's Brickett Wood, isn't it?
That's Brickett Wood, so again, slightly further afield. So we've got it's a bit of a mix across the board. I mean, but then we could look at some of the more central stock as well that we've agreed over the last few days, where we've had property on Royston Road that sold a beautiful much older property on Hollywell Hill that was up at the 1.1 million mark. So it's a real mix of stock that's been sold, which I think really leads to a healthy housing market. I mean, what you don't want is all your clientele in just looking between a million and 1.2. You know, you want a diverse market, which is very much what we're seeing.
Yeah, and lastly, John, and people, I'm sure, will be anxious to know, you know, what's happening to prices, do you think?
Good question. And that's always a very difficult question to ask, because, I mean, we are obviously the front end where we can see what offers are coming in on properties and what the demand is. Generally speaking, I think still very strong. You know, it's still quite bullish out there. I mean, of course, it does depend on what properties we're marketing to what's being achieved, naturally. And you're always going to have your, you know, traditional family homes in a good school catchment that will achieve, you know, above market, you know, prices, really. But generally speaking, very strong. I mean, one snippet that I took out of the last couple of weeks is, you know, people that are, you know, traditionally have been looking to stay and extend their homes and, you know, rather than move on. The feedback out there, I mean, we're aware, obviously, steel and timber prices have increased, and there's a, you know, a labour shortage, which ultimately has increased prices by about 20% across the board in terms of refurbishments and extension work. So we are seeing a few clients that would have stayed in their properties and extend and thought, you know what, rather than do that, wait for a build-up, we'll move on and get the finished product instead. And then the people that are looking at those refurbishment properties, again, bit of a mix. I mean, some have looked at them and thought, well, we'll delay. Others have looked at them and thought, well, okay, well, we'll move in and we'll review that situation in 3 or 4 months' time when hopefully the supply chains rectify themselves slightly.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that pans out, but potentially could allow more flow through the market, which is obviously what we need, is stuff going through. And I imagine we're still seeing the usual hot spots where there's particularly high demand, as you mentioned, around schools and the like. But also, has the station become a focus again after that, you know, the period when people weren't commuting? It seemed to become slightly less of a focus. Has that now returned?
Really interesting period, isn't it? I mean, you know, again, we've sort of, I think the station has always been a focus point for people, even with COVID. We've just seen those people that were in the two-bedroom cottages come out of them, look for more space, but they've been replicated and sold to people that were, you know, that were based in their position maybe 2 or 3 years ago. However, yes, I think we are seeing a bit more of that. People now are getting a bit of a reality of, what does our working week look like? Is that one day in the office, 3 days in the office a week? And you know, people now are definitely moving a bit more towards central location, ease of access to that station. Which, you know, again, if you've got a couple of hours commute a day, you're going to want to limit that as much as possible for obvious reasons. But yes, we are, and actually we're getting a bit more traction on apartments again as well, which is nice to see.
Yeah, interesting, John. Thanks very much. Look, I'll let you get back to your work. I know you're busy. Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Take care. Thanks, Steve.